Now, it's hard to believe it, but it's a whole 10 years since the soup kitchen, Kerry's first soup kitchen of modern times, I think, was opened in Tralee at Chockansulish in Ash Street. Now, at the time, it was launched, if you like, by two women in Tralee, Colette Price and Dawn Roberts. And Colette and Dawn were having a conversation about the fact that Kerry was still in the throes of a recession at the time, 10 years ago, and a lot of people were struggling. And they thought that they would set up the soup kitchen just to cook a decent meal once a week for whoever needed it and whoever had fallen on hard times. So they set it up with a view to running it for 6 months, presuming at the time that within 6 months, Ireland would have turned the corner, the need would no longer be there and they could shut up shop. But of course, we all know the rest of it. 10 years on, they're as busy as ever. And in fact, in the last month alone, they have seen the numbers coming through their doors every Saturday increasing significantly. Now, I spoke earlier to Colette Price and we spoke about the current situation. We also spoke about how things have changed over the last 10 years. And at the outset, I asked her to tell me, has there been a difference in the clientele coming to use the soup kitchen over the last decade?
We still have regulars who have been coming for the 10 years. You know, they come, a lot of people come for a social aspect as well as coming in for to get their dinner and stuff like that. But we are seeing in the last few weeks, definitely some new faces, some new people coming in. Our numbers have grown again in the last few weeks. So, yeah, but we do have our regulars that come in every week. They come in, we have a chat with them. They sit at the same table with the same people every week and they have their dinner and they have a conversation and a chat. And it's really good fun in there on a Saturday.
Yeah, and you still have people coming in from outside of Tralee as well, don't you?
We do, yeah. We have people coming in from Listowel. We have people come in from Castle Island. There's a few people that are, it's mainly Tralee based, but there is a few people that come in from outside Tralee, but it's like Listowel, Castle Island, sort of on the bus route as such.
So there was never a point over the 10 years, Colette, when you felt you could wind it up?
No, not at all. No, it just went from strength to strength. Even during lockdown, we were doing takeaway meals. People were still coming to collect their takeaways. We were delivering them at one point. And now we're back into our sit-in service and the numbers are still there every week.
Roughly how many people would you have on a Saturday?
Roughly between 80 and 90 people on a Saturday, on an average Saturday. But like I say, we're seeing an increase now, so we could be going up to, we're up to about 100 people every weekend, every Saturday.
When did you start to see the increase?
Probably about 3 weeks ago. It normally happens sort of when people are going back to school. You know, people are putting their children through school and they have to pay for all their books and their uniforms and everything. So they're just a little bit tight at the minute. So up until between now and Christmas, we normally, our numbers will rise. But with the way things are going at the moment, I think they'll stay risen for quite a while, to be honest.
And do people come in and bring their children sometimes?
Sometimes they do, yeah. Sometimes they come in with their children. Sometimes their kids don't want to come in. And we fully understand that. So, you know, it depends on the family and things like that. We will arrange something for them.
So sometimes people might come in and take away the food rather than eat it there.
Yeah, it doesn't happen as much as it used to. But we do, we'll get calls from people with families who not necessarily looking to have their dinner cooked that day, but they're just looking for some extra help with food and stuff. So we will give them a food hamper and things like that to take home with them.
Mm. I bet you never thought when you started it up with Dawn Roberts back 10 years ago, Colette, that you'd still be going a decade later.
Absolutely not. No, never thought we'd be here 10 years later. But we love it. Our volunteers are amazing and we just love it every Saturday. It's great fun.
And explain to us where all the food comes from.
So most of our food is donated. We get our meat from Terry's Butchers. Now we have an account in Terry's Butchers and Terry is very good to us. So he gives us our meat in every Saturday. And then the rest of our stuff, we get vouchers throughout the year. People give us money so we can go to Dunn's or Lidl or wherever and with the vouchers and we buy all our veg and all the other bits and pieces that we need. We have a lady that comes in and she does desserts for us. We have a group of ladies that bake cakes once a month for us. So they come in once a month with their lovely baked goods and we give them out. And, you know, so people are very, very good to us. We have a gentleman who comes in. He gives us carrots every Saturday fresh from the ground. So it's amazing, you know, people are amazing to us.
And I know local hotels over the years were...
Yeah, you know, local hotels have helped us over the years. The college helped us over the years. You know, there's a lot of people that in the pot, if you know what I mean, there's a lot of people that do regularly give us stuff. And then there's people that come in every now and again and they say, oh, would you need some of this? And they'll give it to us or, you know, or they'll give a donation in vouchers and things like that, which is really great because then we can just go to whatever shop the voucher's for and get whatever we need from there.
Now, I know that the service is totally confidential and you would never identify anybody in any way who uses the soup kitchen, but are you getting a sense at the moment from what people are saying to you, the users of the soup kitchen, that they're really finding it tough?
Yeah, I mean, we have people from all walks of life. We have people that, yes, they are struggling. They're finding it hard. We have people who have addictions that don't have enough money because of their addiction. And they come in and they get their dinner. And like we say, we don't ask any questions. Anybody is welcome to come in. So, you know, we're very strict on our confidentiality and the privacy of our diners. So,
but I'm sure that, as you say, that occasionally they probably do let you know why they're there in terms of, you know, do they say, I'm really finding things are tough at the moment and stuff like that?
Yeah, they do. You know, they come in and they'll say, like, you know, thank God you're here, because you weren't here, we'd be lost without it. You know, we need to come in just to get our dinner because we haven't had a dinner this week, you know, or some people haven't eaten in 4 or 5 days and they're coming in. And, you know, it's hard when you see people coming in like that, but, you know, the service is there for them.
Mm. Would you actually have people who haven't had a proper meal in a few days?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have some people that come in that haven't had a proper meal in a few days. They might have had, you know, maybe a tin of beans or something like that, but they haven't had a proper full dinner in a few days. So,
and of course, the emphasis is very much on good, wholesome, healthy food.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything we have is fresh. It's all cooked from fresh. It's, you know, we have a lady who makes us our soup every week, which is the most amazing soup ever. It's brilliant. Karen is fantastic. She makes it homemade every morning, every Saturday morning for us.
And they get three courses, don't they?
They get three courses. So you come in and you get your soup and then you get your dinner and then you'll get your dessert and tea and coffee. And if we have treats to give out, I mean, one of the shops in town give us treats quite a lot, and then we're able to hand them out to the people as well. So, I mean, getting a treat going home is you know, kind of like the icing on the cake sometimes, because it really cheers them up. You see them going, oh my God, I've had to get in a packet of biscuits or a box of chocolates or, you know, so it's nice to see on a Saturday.
And Colette, roughly how many volunteers does it take every Saturday to run the whole show?
Well, we have a core team of, there's five of us. We have a core team of five. So we're there every Saturday, but every now and again, if we're really busy, we will call on we have a bank of volunteers that we can call on. But it's mainly the five volunteers that are there every Saturday.
And you're in early?
We're in early. We're in from, I come in from between 7:30 and 8:00. And the rest come in from about 9:00 onwards. And then it's all systems
go. All hands on deck.
Yeah, all hands on deck till 12:00. And then the diners come in. And then at 2:30, it's starting to clean up and wind down and be done for the day. But no, it's really good fun and we all enjoy it, so.
Just remind people, we should have said this earlier perhaps, of the location, Colette, because you've been in the same place for the whole 10 years, haven't you?
We have. We've been in the same place and we're very lucky that the parish of St. John's on Ash Street is really good to us and they're allowing us to use their hall and everything, so we're really appreciative of that. We're based in Chalk and Sullis, which is on Ash Street. It's across from the Kerry's Eye office. If you're ever looking for it, there's a big sign that says St. John's Parochial School. If you see that sign, we're just there, just in behind those gates. So,
and the doors open at what time on a Saturday?
The doors open at 12:00 and we're there from 12 till 2.
And you don't need to book. You can just show up. No questions asked. You'll be fed and welcomed.
Absolutely, yeah. You don't need to book. You can just turn up and walk in and we'll sort you all out.
And looking at the way things are with the cost of living crisis, Colette, obviously, I gather you're anticipating it's going to be a busy winter at the soup kitchen.
Absolutely, yeah. We were looking at, you know, the cost of living, everything. The basic stuff is going up. It's getting very, like, to heat your home, to, you know, to light your home, all that kind of stuff is going up. So people can't really afford it. So, you know, if we can give somebody a little bit of help just to have a dinner ready, so you don't have to think about, I have to put my cooker on, I have to put this on, I'm wasting gas or I'm wasting electricity or whatever. They can come in and they can sit in with us. They can have their dinner. And at least we know then that they're fed for at least once.
And that was Colette Price there, who co-founded the Soup Kitchen in Tralee along with Dawn Roberts all of 10 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been that long. I remember well when Colette and Dawn arrived at Radio Kerry and told us they had this idea to set up a soup kitchen, and it was always going to be a temporary service to get people out of a hole, get people out of a corner for about 6 months while we were still in recession at the time. But little did they know that 10 years later the soup kitchen would still be open. And as you heard Colette say, in the last 3 weeks to 1 month, they've seen a substantial rise in the number of people coming in to use the facility. Now, hopefully yesterday's budget will take a little bit of pressure off those people who are feeling the pinch at the moment. And it has to be said too and acknowledged that some of the people who use the soup kitchen use it more for a social outlet, because perhaps they're lonely. Maybe the people they meet every Saturday are the only people they meet from one end of the week to the next. And that's good to hear too. It's not necessarily all driven by poverty, by struggling with money. But there are still people out there, you heard Colette say it, who maybe don't get a square meal on other days during the week. So it's phenomenal to see that that service, and reassuring to know that that service is there on top of all the other services like the St. Vincent de Paul, who are doing countless, who are doing immeasurable work really in the county to look after those who are vulnerable. And let's just acknowledge too that people like Colette Price have been getting out of bed on a Saturday morning at 7 o'clock and giving up their lie-in and their Saturday to go down, roll up their sleeves and cook and clean and serve the poorest among us in some cases. So that's pretty incredible too, and should be acknowledged.